Florida's prisons have a health care problem. The state's aging prison population, along with the high cost of treating inmates with debilitating diseases, are driving up health care costs. As Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, a St. Petersburg lawmaker has a proposal that saves the state money and appeals to prisoner advocates.
Four of Florida's prisons have dorms dedicated to providing specialized care for old and sick inmates. There are two at Zephyr Hills Correctional Institution in Pasco County, dubbed by some prisoners as the Old Man Camp. Senator Jeff Brandis took a tour of the facility.
It's almost emotional as I walked in and saw the rows of hospital beds that line the walls of Zephyr Hills and the inmates whose job is to flip over the other inmates who are at the end of their life. It's the things you don't think about when people go away.
From his seat on the Senate's Criminal Justice Committee, Brandis, a Republican, has watched state spending on prison health care increase every year. It's up to $375 million this year. The governor's budget for next year includes another $120 million. The costs are so high because in prison, health care for elderly inmates isn't covered by Medicare or Medicaid.
And so we're dealing with people who were addicts in a younger life, have very complicated health issues, have cancer, and so we're having to provide them medical care not covered by Medicare, not covered by Medicaid, but covered by the general revenue and the hardworking taxpayers of the state of Florida.
Brandis's bill is working its way through state legislative committees. It would create an early release program for prisoners with terminal or debilitating illnesses. Many have mandatory minimum sentences and have spent decades behind bars. Some inmates would not be eligible, including violent sex offenders and murderers.
So we're talking about usually very old, very sick, very infirm people who are either at the end stage of their life or severely disabled so that the likelihood that they would commit future crimes is exceptionally low.
Once approved for release, prisoners would be sent home with ankle monitors to spend their final days with their families or go directly to a nursing home where Medicare or Medicaid could help pay for their health care. Alicia Miller spent 4.5 years at Lowell Correctional Institution. In the women's prison just north of Ocala, she watched her close friend with HIV get sicker and sicker.
She went from walking on her own to being in a wheelchair. She got so sick. She went from having just HIV to being full-blown AIDS.
Within 6 months, Miller says her friend was dead.
I believe that had she been let out, she would still be alive today.
Miller spent time caring for sick and elderly inmates in wheelchairs at Lowell. She waited in pill lines with diabetic patients, took special care of a young woman with a spinal birth defect, and helped change and dress the wounds of an elderly woman who had a double mastectomy.
There is no care in prison. What you're getting is the base, bottom of the barrel, minimum to help you.
1/4 of prisoners in Florida's public correctional system are older than 50. More than 1,600 prisoners are 70 or older. While Brandis acknowledges less than 200 inmates would be released under his proposal, he's pitching other measures that would help decrease the prison population even more, including sentencing reform and prison deferment programs. For every 1,500 inmates that are released, Brandis estimates that the state could save up to $50 million. That could free up money for other improvements. But for now, Brandis says all of the new money is going to health care.
That means we're not spending the hundreds of millions of dollars we need to pay our guards more. It means that we're not spending the tens of millions of dollars to update our facilities with the latest and greatest security software, with better camera systems, and frankly, the millions of dollars needed to provide better education in facilities.
Brandis says those improvements could mean the difference between warehousing prisoners and rehabilitating them. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
You can find more Health News Florida stories and sign up for the Health News Florida newsletter at wusfnews.org.